From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block, and we have some of your comments on yesterday's program. Many of you responded to my co-host Robert Siegel's interview with Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates. He was in Washington to testify at a hearing on improving the nation's ability to produce new technology. One vexing problem, how to hire the best engineers.
60% of the students at the top U.S. universities are foreign-born, and we compete with others to hire those people. In the past, they were allowed to stay in the United States, but now that these quotas have been hit, they have to leave the country.
Well, Jeff Walther of Austin, Texas, was disappointed by the interview. He writes, the main flaw in Gates' argument was that the supergraduates that he implied were the only recipients of H-1B visas actually occupy a minority of active H-1B visas. Many H-1B workers are normal folks who could be replaced by U.S. citizens. There is a huge pool of engineers and programmers in this country working behind retail counters through no flaw in their intelligence or work ethic. After layoffs and months of unemployment, the HR departments at places like Microsoft subscribe to the myth that they've forgotten everything they ever knew and are no longer desirable, experienced employees. Also yesterday, NPR's Claudio Sanchez brought us the story of a math curriculum in Massachusetts that's gotten a lot of praise. It exposes 3- and 4-year-olds to the world of numbers and algorithms. Andrew Weiss of Raleigh, North Carolina, thought that sounded familiar. I was taken aback by your report on teaching math to preschoolers, he writes. It suggested that teaching fractions and multiplication to children that age is a cutting-edge breakthrough for this country. My wife is a Montessori preschool teacher, and I was on the board of a Montessori school. I know firsthand that such schools have been teaching preschoolers mathematics for years. This is nothing new. Finally, a few comments on our update about the case of 5 Macaw Indians from Washington State. They have a treaty right to hunt whales, but now face federal charges of illegally killing a gray whale, and the hunt has stirred mixed emotions within their community. What your report neglected to mention, writes Gary Cook of Richland, Washington, was that the whale killed last September was hunted from a powerboat and shot with a high-powered rifle. I don't recall gunpowder and motor oil being important ingredients of Native American coastal culture. This is from Stoney Compton of Stanwood, Washington. A lot of traditions are just that, tradition, not current practice. The macaw have roads that can take them to grocery stores, butcher shops, even to Seattle in a few hours. This was a despicable act, not a needed thing. And Al Lohman of Edgewater, Maryland, had some questions for us. When did the macaw apply for the hunting permit? What government agency is responsible for granting it? Could have been a whale of a story if you'd gone a little deeper. Please send us your comments. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.